Hu Shi is considered one of the most influential Cornell graduates. Born in China, his exceptional writing skills earned him a Boxer Indemnity Scholarship to study in the United States. He arrived at Cornell in 1910 with an interest in studying agriculture, but later focused on philosophy. In whatever ways he could, he discouraged racial inequality and encouraged all to work with their government and community to achieve international peace and goodwill. Hu Shi is most widely known as the father of the Chinese literary revolution. A ripple of events, which started at Cornell, led to Hu Shi's greatest accomplishments. While he was canoeing with friends on a nearby lake, their boat capsized, forcing them to swim to shore. His friends commemorated the moment in a poem, using the customary rules and grammar of classical Chinese, but Hu Shi instead wrote a poem in plain language, the spark that ignited his fiery conviction that print media for the people of China should be written in the vernacular Chinese language. Where the canoe incident took place is unclear. Some accounts have said it was on Bibi Lake, while others suggest it occurred on Cayuga Lake. Hu Shi began pursuing his vision to revolutionize the written language of Chinese education and the Chinese media. The articles and essays that he wrote, together with parts of his own diary, circulated widely in China, promoting significant reforms. He wrote in a way that touched people's lives, in a language that was now far more accessible. In 1919, he edited the first volume of poems written in the vernacular. In the years after returning to China, Hu Shi became a highly influential writer and public intellectual. With the transformation of China's written language, print media became more widespread. Many writings regularly promoted the modernization of Chinese society and institutions, known as the New Culture Movement. Throughout his life, Hu Shi held several important positions in Chinese academia, serving as a professor, dean, and eventually president of Peking University. He was also prominent in Chinese politics and was the Chinese ambassador to the United States from 1938 to 1942. Hu Shi is honored at Cornell through the Hu Shi Professorship, the Hu Shi Distinguished Lecture, and as the namesake of a residence hall on North Campus. Hu Shi's gift of 300 books is also among the donations to the Cornell University Library East Asia Collection that have helped make it one of the most important Chinese collections in the nation. Hu Shi dedicated his skills as an influential writer and leader to improve the lives of many. How do you direct your passions and skills to do the greatest good?